This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, this is a big announcement, a very exciting day. I didn't even have words to hype it here with Stephen Crowder and the rest of his amazing crew. We obviously have Gerald Morgan here. Brian Callen couldn't be here, but he's briancallen.com. Nick DiPaolo's here, the Hodge twins as well. Again, Brian just flew out. Each of you guys, thanks for staying over this last 5 minutes.
Sure.
Closing comment from Nick.
I am just excited. I'm in the presence of greatness, and I had nowhere to go with luckily, my career, you know, I was flying under the radar.
But they cornered you, and you went somewhere good.
That's right. I get cornered, and Stephen had a, you know, he came along at the right time, like I said.
I was terrified. I was terrified to call Nick because, again, you know, talking about, like, he was my comedy idol.
And
I was
Which is hilarious to me.
Well, because I thought he'd be like, who the hell are you? I've been doing this, and he's a veteran. But I was like, hey, we have this platform, and I really think you'd, and he was like, oh, yeah. And it was just one, same thing with you. Gerald knows. I was like, well, Alex doesn't need anybody.
Right.
We're all here. It's like they say, like, the best relationship, you know, even if it's a marriage, is people are together, and either one can leave at
any
time.
Well, like gangs in New York, we're about to fight, two gangs join up. It's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Dead Rabbits and whatever, where Daniel Day-Lewis does the exact same thing as There Will Be Blood, but they give him an Oscar.
It's a different place, yeah.
I'm the butcher. I'm the oil man.
Oh, wow, what a range.
A piece of that beef off.
Yeah, but Nick is just a guy who I've loved for a long time, and just, you know, even being, it means that we all want to be here. And like you've talked about, when people talk about growing, look, I hope that people see the fruits of their labor. Like, we started Mug Club with something that was really just our show and doing the Friday show and expanding.
Yeah.
We could just take it and go, but we
didn't have
as many people.
You sell out. They tried to shut it down. You survived.
I mean, how many times have we been suspended in the last 6 months? Great, fine, we'll do it. We want to be on YouTube. We want to be on all of those platforms so long as we are not there at the cost of the truth. And so we'll take the suspensions. We've already been demonetized for years. I don't give a rat's ass anymore. We are funded entirely by viewers like you, by viewers like Alex's. And if just a tenth of you out there say, all right, I'm going to give it a shot, guess what? There's no chance.
And Nick, what's your promo code for folks that want to sign up?
NickDip.com.
Nick, you were about to say something before he cut you off.
Huh? No, I was going to say you sounded like a PBS guy.
Yeah,
your contributions will send you a tote bag
with a telethon.
But the commies get billions, and they beg for money on top of it.
That's right.
Here's a $100 thing, you know, with nothing. Here's a CD for $5,000.
I don't think I've seen that.
Here's a bag for $300.
A Julia Child cookbook for $450.
Here's a Preparation H container for $300.
Tote bag to put your wife's head in.
Yes, exactly. Well,
exactly.
Julia Child. Wow, we're reaching, but we got Danny Kaye. We got Julia Child.
Over here.
We got his pedophile puppet.
Alex Jones is doing Julia Child.
I know.
That is a marvelous bread. Stuff it in there. Delicious.
That'll be the hardest voice for Alex to do.
That's hilarious. The hardest voice for him to do.
I love butter.
I'll get you next time.
I would love an Alex next Jones time. Cooking show. Like, all right, I'm going to stuff this hand with vodka.
Hold on. This is not really
alcohol. No.
This is not really alcohol.
Oh, Lord.
This is...
Dog, it's, with all
yeah,
the...
It's, sorry, news.
It's, oh, boy. Yeah, it's peach snapple.
Yes. Folks, I don't really drink beer whiskey. This is fake. The key to good brisket is whiskey. It's Everclear. Now, look, they're going to tell you that it doesn't work, but that's just because they want to control you with mind control and chemical agents.
Bottom line, folks,
Everclear.
JonesCrowder.com, free month right now. Go sign up, or you're commie, and you hate America, and literally, you want to lose. I mean, who's fighting for you? Gerald Captain Morgan, closing comments.
Oh, that's a good nickname. I can't believe I didn't think that.
Look, this is just the beginning, guys. You have seen us take some major steps. We've got the white whale, like we said, the number one draft pick, free agent guy out there. We brought him onto the platform. The network is growing right now. He's going to just be doing more shows. I'm going to keep talking. You're going to be doing more shows, more content. Like, listen, if you want to win, this is not a pump and dump marketing scheme where we want you to buy something so you feel like you're helping and you feel like you're winning. No, you're going to buy products that are good. If he has sponsors, they're good sponsors. If we have sponsors, same thing, good sponsors. But you're voting Mug Club right here. Support something that can actually change people's minds and does on a daily basis.
Stephen Crowder, Alex Jones, all you guys. We're long haul, folks.
Yeah.
If there's anybody long haul, then back down, it's us.
Absolutely.
I love you, brother.
You're the white whale, and I will leave you with Nick Nolte as Captain Ahab if he doesn't work.
We're lost, you son of a bitch. We're lost.
Amazing. All right. I love you guys. NickDip.com, BrianKellen.com, and JonesCrowder.com to get that
free month right now. If you don't go sign up, folks, whatever. I'm fighting as hard as I can. I love you to death. I want this to explode because I want to impress these guys. They've already exploded. I'm like, kind of like, I'm just blessed to be here. It's great. I love the energy. Love you guys.
Love you.
We love you.
Yeah, Alex.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to go.
I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people get the forbidden truths you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets at Fort Peterhead.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Over now, but first, the Star Spangled Banner at his church about 5 weeks ago. Here it is. Will you all please rise for the Star Spangled Banner?
So proudly we hailed.
amazing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Live Tuesday edition. Such exciting announcements today. JonesCrowder.com. But for the balance of the hour, we've got something very serious to talk about. He's about to do an emergency mission to, 10 countries or more in Africa, particularly his home country, South Africa, where the communists have taken control and replaced one evil with something far greater in its magnitude of satanic force. Black tribes murdering black tribes under the direction of the government murdering whites en masse. Kill the Boer. All of this New York Times defending it. This is quite a moment to be alive, where they attack songs like Not in a Small Town, which just calls for unity and self-defense, calling that racist, but kill white people is a good thing. This is pure evil, and Rodney Howard Brown is about to literally parachute in to this cauldron. So, Pastor, thank you for joining us. We'll cover that first, and then the indictment of Trump on January 6th and the war with Russia and all the big developments. I love you, Pastor. I've known you for many years, but getting to visit your church was one of the highlights of my life. I appreciate you and your wife and your whole family and your whole family church and the work you're doing. So God bless you. You're a total blessing.
Hey, Alex, it's so great to see you. That was a great night, the night with Alex. People still talk about it. And anyway, it's great to see Nick DiPaolo on with you. He cracks me up. When I turned in the pre-thing, I'm looking, there's Nick DiPaolo. I mean, it looks like you've got a star lineup of what you're doing now. This next whole phase of what's going to happen is going to be pretty phenomenal. So, but honored to be on with you today. Yeah, what's happening in South Africa is crazy, but this has been going on for the longest of times. So all of this is another wave. And, of course, it only gains attention when you see Julius Malema in front of 100,000 people singing Kill the Boer. But this has been the modus operandi for a long time. And you can see all those white flags that they just showed. That's for every farmer that got killed. Right after this event, they went and killed an elderly couple. And, I mean, Alex, the pictures are so grotesque. Basically, they'll take the man, they'll tie him up, they will cut his eyelids off so that he can't close his eyelids. Then they will rape his wife in front of him. They'll gang rape his wife and then cut her throat. But they'll dismember her slowly before they kill her so that he watches this total torture. They take the children, they will boil them in hot water. And, of course, after they've raped the kid and done whatever. So now the father is sitting there. He has to watch this. He can't look in. He can't close his eyes.
By the way, this is admitted mainstream news. This is it. I don't mean to interrupt, Pastor. This is admitted mainstream. They defend boiling of children and the raping. I mean, this is the standard protocol. Winnie Mandela, it was burn children up in tires, put a tire around their neck, necklacing. So please continue.
Yeah, so this has been going on for a long time. This is not something that's new. It just gained attention now because of that big scene of 100,000 in the stadium and then Julius Malema, chanting or singing Kill the Boer, which is like a freedom song for them. So unfortunately, that's just the chant. But right after that, they started killing some farmers. So it's a terrible situation, basically, which people can't believe that would even come to America. But if they can do this in South Africa, then what are they going to try to do in America in the next 10 years? Because, first of all, people can say, well, it's just a racial thing, white versus black, and killing the farmers. It's really to destroy all the food supply, which they don't understand. The only people that are supporting the food supply are the farmers. So if you can create a situation where you kill all your farmers, they did this in Venezuela, where people are eating dog. They're eating anything that they can eat. So this is what communism does. It comes in, whoever, and you can look throughout history. Alex, you know this better than anybody else. You can look through history. They did this in Europe. They did this in countries in Europe, wherever there were farmers. First thing they do, they kill the farmers. So in South Africa, they use it in the...
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You see, all the ones in the green are the ones that are on the one side. But Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, and Guinea, all they're going to fight with Niger. And this is being backed by China, by Russia, and by North Korea. So, I mean, we just had the King of Nigeria at our church Sunday morning and night with the Queen. And we talked at length. You know, he said, we really got to pray that none of this stuff tries to penetrate into the country of Nigeria. But this is what's going on. So, again, I know, and we're talking about South Africa, which is main, but the same things happen in Namibia, the same things happen in Zimbabwe, the same thing happens in Mozambique, the same things happen in Zimbabwe. Really, wherever they can mess up the food supply of people and create a disruption, because then they come in for the mineral wealth that's there. And this is all about that Niger, it's all about that pipeline that's now feeding the whole of Europe. So, of course, many of the Africans are saying, we don't want the oil going to the colonialists. So there's like a whole, there's a whole big thing. Everything's going back to the days of, you know, Nigeria got independence from England in 1960. South Africa got independence from, Nigeria got independence from England in 1960. South Africa got independence from England in 1961. But they still control everything. They control imports. They control coal. They control maize, corn, whatever. Which, again, I don't understand. If you're making money on the one side, why would you then destroy the supplier? It can only be now to plunge the people into a place where they're poverty-stricken.
I'm an outsider studying this, and I have experts on like you, but it's very simple. You have mega banks that are still the colonialists, that if they can cause a race war, they can rob everybody. And as you've said, and I'm not an apologist for black racism in South Africa, but as you said, it's globalist funded. If you look all over Africa where you come and speak to the presidents, everybody, they're all talking about it. They refuse the COVID shots more than anybody. They know about the New World Order. They're making deals with Russia. It seems like Africans are some of the most awake people other than these communist enclaves that the British intel controls.
Which we find it out now, and I'll be able to better report to you after the 10-country tour. I'm actually gone 5.5 weeks, Alex. So it's going to be a run. I have a team of 19 people with me, and we stop in Nigeria. We go on to Ethiopia, then we in Kenya, and then we go down to Malawi, then South Africa, and then we go to Swaziland, then to Namibia, and then from Namibia we go to Zambia, then Botswana, and then on to Uganda, and then home. And we were going to Lesotho, but the airport can't service the aircraft. They can't even fuel the aircraft or whatever. I mean, it shows you how the infrastructure of a major country broken down when you can fly in there with a plane and they say we can't help you. So you have to fly in with tiny planes and, you know, be able to handle yourself and fly out without refueling. So you just watch and then you talk to some of these kings. Some of the presidents tell me, say, we have lithium in our country, and the Chinese are coming and they want our lithium, and we've got this mineral or that mineral. One of the pastors that I'm going to see has just bought 3 massive combine harvesters, and I hadn't talked to him in 20 years, so I'm going to be with him. He's in Uganda, and he's just put, I don't know how many square miles, he told me, I put it under cultivation or maize, I believe it is. And so we were talking at length on the phone. So they are awake. People are awake. They don't know what to do. They say, what do we do with
exactly.
the Chinese?
I want to be very clear
What do
here.
We do with the Russians?
And I'm not being politically correct. Liberals claim they love black people. They don't. They're trying to kill them and destroy them. You're saying, that's what I've seen from the news, but you're the expert. The majority of folks want Christ, want freedom, get what's going on. It's only these communist command bases that are going on. So the Africans are our friends overall.
Yeah, totally. They're not enemies. And the problem is, so here's the problem, Alex. I mean, we can call the communists the problem, but when you see how our country's been taken over, then you have to see, okay, so there's elements. I'm not saying the whole of the FBI is bad, but a lot is bad. And I'm not saying the whole of the CIA is bad, but a lot is bad. So there's the communist element that's taken over the CIA, the FBI, or the State Department. And that's what's now having effect. So if you go to Africa, people say, well, who's doing it? Well, it's really the State Department doing this. Well, who's doing this? Well, it's members of the FBI or CIA or rogue element, rogue mercenaries. Well, who's paying the mercenaries? They're funded by some Soros-backed organization pushing vaccines, which everything leads to sterilization of tribes, and it goes on and on. So they want to control everything. They want to control the movement of people. They want to control how many babies you have. They want to control what you eat. And then you can see everything coming with they were saying that cockroach milk is now more nutrition in a cockroach milk than in milk.
So I saw that. Guys, I bet they covered that last week. Cockroach milk, yeah. Folks, which Titan's pure poison. Guys, Google cockroach milk. He's not making it up.
Imagine a cockroach milk latte.
Oh.
And then people are eating crickets and every kind of bug. We were never meant to eat that. And these things carry all kinds of parasites and every kind of thing known to man. So basically just plunges people into sickness and disease, which they're happy about. There you are. Cockroach milk, in case you read that right. Oh, Alex, that there sounds yum. Wouldn't you like a cockroach? Alex, don't you want a cockroach milk latte?
Well, Pastor, you are so smart. I'm not kissing your butt. It's true. One of the smartest people I know. Like, you've advised me over the years. Everything you said came true. So when we come back, I want to try to give you the floor and just run the gambit here of Trump's January 6th indictment, what's happening, the economy, the dollar in the U.S. government being devalued by the credit score agencies, and just where we are. But before we go any further, when we come back from break, I sent the crew, I meant to give it to him earlier, but I just gave it to him right now, promo you sent me over a week ago of your Africa trip. So I sent that to Scott, the crew. We can grab that and get that in the computer. I want to come back and play that next segment. But we got a minute and a half to break. Pastor Brown, what else are you going to dial us into when we return?
Well, I think just the plan that they have for America. Now, I personally believe it's failing. And you can bounce. You can tell me, hey. I personally feel the plan that they had has failed hopelessly because 2020 was supposed to totally lock us down and never open us up. But here we are. This is 2023. This is August. I'm talking to Alex Jones. And I'm here, you here. So that means the plan has failed. If you and I were bye-bye, then maybe they would have been further down the road. But it's not just us, because there's thousands of other voices that even if we were not here, others would rise in our place. People are awake. Everywhere you go, across California, across Washington State, it doesn't matter. Even in New York, people are not stupid. They know what's going on, and they see through everything right now. So my advice to the globalists, you guys better back off. You just back off and maybe wait 40 years and just leave it alone for now, because you're not going to get what you want done right at this juncture. It's failing. And I know you want to kill the dollar, but unfortunately you're not able to kill the dollar for several reasons, because you have too much committed in the dollar. And if you do kill the dollar at this juncture, somebody said, well, they'll change to digital. These whole countries that can't even get digital. There's whole nations that can't even function off of digital. There's even parts of America.
Pastor Brown, stay there. They jumped the gun. We're going to come right back, give you the floor. You are dead on about the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies, and so much more. Revival.com. Revival.com. Check out the URL.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum of CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, everything nowadays is niche audiences. And so, Rodney Howard Brown reaches tens of millions of people a week, so do we, but we need to get all those groups together to understand what's happening. Here's just a quick little prelude video that we'll go back to Pastor Brown about his big Africa trip that's coming up that is extremely dangerous. He doesn't make that point, but we are. Pray for him and pray for his ministry. He's got hundreds of churches around the world, many of them in Africa, many of them in Eastern Europe, Asia, Latin America. And it really is. People need Jesus right now. That's the answer to this open satanic system. It's always been the answer. Here's where he's going in just a few weeks. We need to pray for Pastor Brown and his team. Here it is.
It's not by the efforts of one, but by the combined efforts of many. You're going to reach people that nobody else can reach. I'm going to mobilize every single person here to win souls. Because God preserved you for this moment. The glory of God's going to run through this land, so much so that it shall shake every realm, shaking it to the very core. And there's nothing the devil can do to stop it. I come and light a fire and watch it burn. God's not finished with Africa. In the divine atmosphere of heaven, the Lord will forge in you that which He wants you to do. And the grace to carry the mantle will be upon your life. And God has raised you up for this hour.
And there's a longer promo I have where he goes over the 10 countries he's going to. But I remember a video we played 5 weeks ago where he said in the 90s, God's told me there's going to be a great awakening coming in the next few decades to this global New World Order system. He didn't just start fighting the New World Order 5 years ago or 10 years ago. But even before I started, he was on air in 93, 92, 94 talking about all this. So give us the 35,000 foot or the million mile view, if you'd like, about where we are, and let's plow through what, because I could ask 1,000 questions, Pastor. I love you to death. And you've got Holy Ghost anointing and just great discernment. just about where the world is, what's happening, what we can all do to get ready for what we're about to go through. Their attempts to crash the dollar, the devaluation of the U.S. T-bills. I mean, big things are happening. They now admit on CNN, I have the clip, that the Ukrainians have been completely destroyed. Where does that come next? Pastor Brown.
I mean, we all know the Ukraine story is a total flop. I mean, there were pictures yesterday of everybody just chilling out in Kyiv, you know, Kiev. And it looks like they're in the middle of a war. So the bottom line is, as you know, Russia's been fighting. They've been arguing for years. This is just a whole ploy, money laundering operation, and a weapons laundering operation. So many of the weapons then went through there. That's why they keep asking for more. But those weapons that landed went straight in there. And I'm hearing from African leaders, there's weapons. There's new weapons coming in our country, coming into Sudan, coming into
Oh, it's been confirmed Al-Qaeda's getting them. Al-Qaeda and the Mexican coyotes are getting them. That's confirmed.
Yeah, so they mean, it's like, it's a big laundering operation. I mean, it's like everything coming out of our country. It's almost laughable when you think about what's taking place, because nobody would believe that America could turn this corrupt. And you can just see everything from the January 6th. I mean, I was watching Mike Pence, you know, that guy. What a traitor. I was watching Mike Pence just like, you know, he was there with President Trump. He knows what he was supposed to do, was send the electors back and give them 2 weeks to decide. That's all Trump asked him to do. And that was in the law that they were allowed to do that. And America just had not used that. And so, but Congress rewrote the law so that the vice president couldn't do that. So if they rewrote the law, then there must have been something in effect the way he could have done it. And all he needed to do is say, no, be back in 2 weeks. Be back in 2 weeks. Because January the 6th wasn't the time when the president is sworn in. He was sworn in weeks later. So they would have had enough time to go back and to make sure that everything was fine. And they didn't do that. And now I see that he wants to testify against Trump. I don't think Pence will even win dog catcher in some small county in Indiana. Seriously.
Talk about election meddling. How do you testify against somebody you're running against? Since you mentioned it, here's a clip of him a month ago with Tucker Carlson. Where Tucker says, what about the dying vets? What about the fentanyl? What about the collapsing America? $200 billion to Ukraine. He says, none of my concern. Here it is.
Every city in the United States has become much worse over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Drive around. There's not one city that's gotten better in the United States. Right. And it's visible. Our economy has degraded. The suicide rate has jumped. Public filth and disorder and crime have exponentially increased. And yet, your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks. I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Well, it's not my concern.
No,
it's not my concern. Talk about that arrogance.
Unbelievable. Did you see what General Kellogg released a statement about Mike Pence? Did you see that? I tweeted this, and he wrote this. This is General. Let me try to get this thing to go bigger. He says, yeah, my statement on Pence. This is General Kellogg. I've worked alongside many leaders in my years of service to this nation, among them President Donald J. Trump. Stands apart as a figure of unwavering determination, a deep vision for America, and the courage to take a stand where others wilt. His bold and dramatic leadership style during his presidency resulted in significant achievements for our country, which Nancy Pelosi says if he wins again, America will cease to exist. Right, Nancy, there's a home waiting for you. Your room is ready. Anyway, for a period of time in the White House, I served as national security advisor to Vice President Pence. While I respect his service to the nation, I must express my disappointment in his recent actions regarding President Trump. He's not the decisive leadership that we've seen from President Trump. Where President Trump is bold and unafraid to challenge the status quo, Pence has often chosen the passive route, avoiding confrontation. This lack of assertiveness, combined with overall over reliance on failed political consultants, which that's terrible, like Max Short, has determined a laissez-faire leadership style of unworthy of the presidency. While President Trump has constantly put America first, prioritizing our citizens, our economy, and a global standing, Pence's action have often seemed more focused on political maneuvering and maintaining his image. That is not what Republican voters want. President Trump's dedication to the prosperity and security of the United States is unwavering, as his vision for the future. I believe in the future of President Trump's envision, a future that demands bold and decisive leadership, something we have seen President Trump, but not from former Vice President Pence. So, I mean, that's like, boom, there it goes. And now I'm watching, and I love our governor. I mean, thank God for Governor Ron DeSantis here in Florida. But now he's like totally gone. You would think Ron and Pence were friends, the way they're talking about everything. Pence says, I will testify against Donald Trump. Really? How do you even do that? So what's he trying to do? Position himself as if he thinks now Democrats are going to vote for him. They don't like Pence because Pence is against abortion. Pence is against abortion. He's against homosexuality or the gay movement. So now you think that Democrats are going to jump the fence and now vote for you? Nah. You will always be known as a traitor. From now to the time you die, you'll be known as a traitor. A Benedict Arnold, a traitor. That's it. And then, as I said, when you were with me, I think now 7 weeks ago, probably 7 or 8, and we talked about it at length, our governor needs to just step this one out, which, I mean, I don't think he's showing anything in the polls, and wait to 2028 if there's anything there for him to run for. Because I'm just promise you right now, if they get what they want,
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're saying this is out of court. Throw it out. This is based on nothing. There's nothing here. Throw it out. And I mean, you know how they've tried to get Trump from before while he was running. Trump is this, Trump is that, Trump is this, Trump is that. He still got elected. So now, through a virus or COVID-19 and the whole lockdowns, which again, I just did my news Sunday morning. I played the clip just as a way of remembrance of when Biden was being inaugurated. There was nobody there. It was just National Guard, probably about 2,000 National Guard there with about 100 people present. And the reporter was saying, is this very surreal today? We've probably never seen anything like this in American history. There's nobody here. And they are now swearing the president in at his inauguration, and there's nobody there. And so you see that happening now. Where's Biden? You don't see him campaigning. You don't see him doing anything. He doesn't want to meet with people. Doesn't want to talk to the press. He doesn't nothing. And so that's what's going to take place again. They're going to try to snow job, and they use, I mean, it's laughable. I totally agree.
Since you mentioned it, Pastor, I want you to get back to that in a moment, but since you mentioned it, I want to back up everything you're saying. Here is Klaus Schwab a few weeks ago saying, we're going to have AI decide elections, this predictive system. It'll tell you what you were going to vote. I mean, talk about a snow job. Talk about gaslighting. That sounds insane to the listeners. It's true, though. Pastor Brown's right. So I want to back you up because this is so crazy. Here it is.
So technology now is, and digital technologies mainly have an analytical power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But since the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore, because you can already predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be. Can you imagine such a world?
No, Professor Epstein, 3 years ago before the 2020 election, not Jeffrey Epstein, a different top computer scientist, said Google itself can steal elections, 30-40 point swing by not letting you see conservatives, their ideas, or blocking them. They did that. So the meddling is not letting us have the Hunter Biden laptop. That's emblematic of thousands of things they did. Blocking 50 million posts on Facebook, talking about COVID being a lie, or the shots being a lie, or the therapeutics being suppressed. So here they are out of one side of their mouth, we don't need elections anymore. And out of the other side of their mouth, if you question an election, you're a terrorist. This doesn't seem to be working with the people, Pastor Brown.
People are not buying it. And hey, that last clip we played where Biden was speaking his inauguration, Pence was sitting there. Remember, Pence went that day and said he felt that he should go there. If you just let it go on, you'll see the back of his head. It's a wonder he didn't have a fly on that day. So he, Pence went. He went to that. He went to that inauguration. So it would seem to me, and let me just say this: when I remember, do you remember when I broke the story of how they wanted to kill the president, and that thing went viral? And I was walking in the Congress, and I met with one of the top congressmen, and he said they're gonna stroke the president now. I said, what do you mean? They said he's gonna have a stroke, and Mike Pence will be president, and Paul Ryan will be vice president. And that was all. That was the talk on the Hill, 2017, by Republican members of Congress that told me to my face. They said the bill, the health bill that they said was Trump's was actually Paul Ryan's bill that was written. So I mean, unfortunately, I walked behind the scenes. I talked to people behind the scenes, and they just said there were many of the congressmen that were trying to get to Trump, but the people around Trump were blocking Trump from ever hearing.
Well, that's right. And let me back you up. At that same time, Brennan and Clapper and a bunch of them had a press conference on C-SPAN, and they said he'll be gone in a few months. And they said, you mean impeachment? They said, no. They meant, you meant assassination? They just started laughing. So they were trying it then.
Yeah. And, you know, people don't know there were 27 attempts on Trump's life. 27 attempts on his life. And that's why when you see him stop at a burger joint or a pizza place, it's not because he just loves junk food. Trump actually likes elegant things. But there was a reason why he stopped at a burger place, because he knew, no one knew he was going to stop at that burger place.
It's funny you say that. I was told by high-level Secret Service that Trump said that he would send minor aides out to not tell him who was for, and that's why he would just eat from local restaurants and fast food, because he couldn't trust the food.
Okay, so here's what happened. I mean, people have told me this, so they're bringing in a tray full of burgers, and then say Mike Pompeo would pick up a burger and about to eat it, Trump would grab that from Pompeo. He would grab that and eat Pompeo's burger because he knew that that burger was safe. You understand what I'm saying? So Trump's not stupid. Some of you
and that's not funny. The whole history, they'd have poison tasters, the royal families. The media makes a joke when I say Trump will be assassinated. Why does he have Secret Service? Obviously. And that's my next concern. What does your spirit tell you? What's the Holy Ghost tell you? He's going to win. He's going to pardon himself. Their next move is assassination. They're going to try.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have not even probed that side of things. I mean, because, you know, I had that open vision where the Lord told me he didn't care who was in the White House and who was in this agency. So that's how, I mean, I obviously, out of everybody, I like Trump. I didn't agree with him on anything on the vaccination. So that way he lost me. I stopped watching his rhetoric with him and Fauci and the lady with the scarf. What's her name? Burke. And so I just couldn't tolerate that. And Mike Pence, basically, when Trump made Pence the head of COVID commission, he should let him. If Trump had never been seen, let Pence hang himself with daily reports. Pence would have hung himself publicly. But Trump kept coming in there, so he became the face of COVID when he should have let Pence become the face of COVID. And that's unfortunate, obviously. And there's, you know, that's one thing that I can't get over. I mean, it still bothers me immensely. Because,
but there's no doubt the system is after Trump now. Why are they, Pastor, why are they so scared of Trump?
Because they know that he's dismantling or was dismantling everything that they were doing. And the problem is when you get a leader that speaks openly, plainly, in the language of the people love that. When a leader gets up and talks, not what the people want to hear, but what he's been told to from the teleprompter. I mean, I just saw the tweet from Hillary Clinton. It's just up here. Bidenomics at work. And then she lists all these things that Bidenomics has done. I mean, this was just tweeted just shortly. Hillary Clinton, if I can find it for you. I mean, this is the lies. This is what's being pushed. And everybody just believes it. And mainstream media, of course, carries it. I'm not able to find that tweet right now, but it's Hillary Clinton.
Well, Pastor, we've only got a few minutes left. if you can, I know you're on a roller coaster thing in Africa, but anytime you've got a good connection, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 5 hours if you got it, I really want you to report for us from Africa, revival.com, revival.com. We've only got about 2 minutes.
Well, let me tell you what I've just done. I've just got the whole broadcast thing to carry with me to broadcast from whichever country I'm in and to go live. So I'll have my team contact your team and say we've got a good connection and that we can come on live. Now, obviously, we're going to look at the times.
See, we're in the spirit right now. So, sir, you command my show. I love you so much, and you're doing such a great job. Anytime, we can tape it. We can do it live. Anytime you've got a dispatch to America, do it, obviously, revival.com, your great church. But anytime you're ready, you call us with just an hour or so notice whether we're live or not live, or you can send us reports, and we will air it here.
Okay. Okay. And listen, Alex, as you know, we tell people all the time, it's time for people to get their heart right with the Lord and invite Jesus into their life because time is short. We live in the last days, as you read the scripture. Jesus is coming very, very soon. And somebody said, I don't believe that. Well, your life could end today, and then he would have come for you, basically. So if you don't know Jesus right now, just invite him into your heart. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me now. From this day, I will serve you. And from this day, I will follow you and obey you.
Amen.
Thank you now for saving me. If you pray that prayer, that's it. And we'll help you. You can go to revival.com. We'll send you a free book all about Jesus that will help you. And Alex, you're doing a great job. And I see that it's like the Lord's moving some big other things around you now. I'm quite excited about what I see.
I am too. I love you, Pastor. I love you so much. Revival.com. And please, I know you're busy, but please come on from Africa. We love you. We appreciate you and your whole crew.
We'll make it a priority. I'll come to you live from Johannesburg. But that you can mark that down and then some of the other places.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite. And if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've